Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Those who have been made new creatures in Christ cannot be satisfied with the form of godliness without substance. The man who knows himself to be hopelessly lost knows that he needs a Savior who is mighty to save. He cannot be aided by someone who needs his permission to help him. He cannot find comfort in performing some duty designed to make him acceptable and pleasing in the Lord's sight. Such a man who knows himself to be a worthless and helpless sinner knows that he must have someone who can rescue him completely and deliver him from his current state of distress. The most glorious message a lost sinner can hear is one which assures him that this one who is the Savior is also the God who rules in the heavens and the earth and has done whatsoever he hath pleased. Who can snatch a sinner from the hands of this shepherd of men's souls when he stoops to gather them into his bosom? The Lord Jesus Christ is a Savior who is glorious in his apparel. He is suited to the sinner's need. His blood-red garments are glorious in the sight of those who know that without the shedding of his blood there is no remission of sin, and that what God has put asunder none can put back. The Lord Jesus Christ is a Savior who is traveling in the greatness of his strength. That which men thought was his weakness was in fact his greatest strength, for he laid down his life. No one took it from him. He needed no one to assist him in the redemption of his own sheep. The Lord Jesus Christ is a Savior who speaks in righteousness. His words themselves are life, and he sends his Spirit to awaken his children and heed his voice in the appointed time. The Lord Jesus Christ is a Savior who is mighty to save. No sinner who has been awakened to flee to him for refuge from the wrath to come need ever fear any condemnation, for he has completely satisfied the law's every demand in their behalf. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. Have you known this Savior? My soul.